I'm Ulla from Indie Media, and I'm here with Mark Ballard, Green Member of Scottish Parliament. About the Dalkeith Park bypass, how did this all come about?
The Dalkeith bypass is something that's been talked about for a long time. There is a major congestion problem in the centre of Dalkeith. The A68 at the moment goes right through the middle of the town. And there have been a series of deaths on the roads. There's a real pollution problem. So, as usual, the suggestion was there should be a bypass. When the Scottish Parliament started up in 1999, one of the first acts that the new Transport Minister did was to look at the Dalkeith bypass proposal. And she said that it should be put on the back burner because she wasn't convinced that it would actually be the solution that Dalkeith needed. In particular, she wanted a proper study looking at the effects of building new railway lines and whether upgrading the A1, potentially of limiting freight traffic on the A68, whether these would actually do more to tackle pollution than spending millions of pounds on a new motorway. So that was it. We all thought that we weren't going to hear anything about the Dalkeith bypass for a while. Then, suddenly, from nowhere, the Transport Minister decided to give the go-ahead to the Dalkeith bypass in June of this year. None of the studies that were supposed to have taken place, according to the 1999 decision to mothball the bypass, had actually been done. There hasn't been a public inquiry since the idea was first mooted back in the early 1990s. So it was a bizarre decision to take. The rumour is, and I have no way of knowing whether this is true or not, that the Scottish Executive wanted to maintain road building capacity. And after the M74 was delayed because of the legal challenge, they decided they had to build a road somewhere in a hurry and decided on the A68 Northern Bypass. Now, I don't know whether this is true or not, but I do get the sense that the bypass was very much decided at the last minute without proper thought. And that's how we've got where we are today. A bypass, when we've seen major transport improvements, the A7 upgrade, the A1 upgrade, the Waverley railway line going out to Dalkeith, major upgrades, yet none of this seems to have been factored in. And suddenly we have a bypass that wasn't good enough in 1999 being fast-tracked at high speed for delivery at the cost of many millions of pounds.
So the bypass is supposed to go through the Dalkeith Country Park, which was compulsory purchased by the Scottish Executive. When was that happening?
This all happened in the 1990s. It was compulsory purchase orders were put in place for the proposed bypass that was planned in the 1992 and 1995, I think it was, public inquiries. No development took place on that basis. So parts of the land are purchased, but some of the planning permissions have, I understand, lapsed. It's not clear whether the proper thought has been put into it, but this is being hurried through at top speed at the moment.
Has there been any legal challenge at all against the Dalkeith bypass?
There has been a legal challenge against the M74 motorway, and as the M74 campaigners will tell you, it costs a huge amount of money to put together that kind of legal challenge. And they're talking at least £25,000 for the legal challenge in the M74. But they've known the M74 was coming for years. The people in Dalkeith, which is one of the poorer communities in Scotland, are faced with a huge bill for a legal challenge. They don't know whether that legal challenge will succeed or not, and they have a very short window of time to put it in place. So there's lots of support for a legal challenge, but the legal system we have in Scotland is designed so that only the wealthy can mount legal challenges, and it's very difficult for poor communities like Dalkeith to actually mount the kind of challenge required. But the Dalkeith Country Park is such a valuable resource. It's a really important bit of green space to the community of Dalkeith, and so many people are horrified that anybody could think of building a massive road through it.
There is the Save Dalkeith Park citizen campaign, and there are at the moment the tree sitters, and what else is going on as a resistance against the park?
One of the reasons why the Scottish Executive, as I understand it, wanted to build this road when they needed to build a road in a hurry was that they thought there would be very little opposition to it. They thought that it was a few odd environmentalists, but nothing that they should worry about. But we've seen a massive coalition that includes the Save Dalkeith Park campaign, which includes lots of people who are only now hearing about it for the first time. We're seeing direct action coming in, working together with the Save Dalkeith Park campaign. And what surprised me is the unlikely coalition in the Parliament against it. Lord James Douglas Hamilton, who is an old school Tory, and myself have both been campaigning hard in the Parliament in response to the community campaign against this road. So there's a growing coalition against this road, which has really surprised those in Midlothian Council who thought that they would steamroller through this road with very little opposition. The opposition is really growing and coming from all kinds of unlikely sources.
But there seems to be a bit of hesitance or resistance or some people. So why is that? Are they kind of funded by the Scottish Executive, or what is the problem that people kind of fear of speaking out, apart from you, of course?
I think that there is a major issue. The Scottish Executive appears to be putting pressure on a lot of people not to speak out against this development, and that's a very worrying trend, because that means you can't have proper discussion. I've heard from back consultants off the record, because they're not prepared to go public, who get a lot of work from the Scottish Executive, that they're not to talk to the Dalkeith Park campaign. Because they're not prepared to go on the record, I can't actually prove anything. But it makes it impossible to have any kind of rational debate about this development if the Scottish Executive are nobbling all the experts so that they can't give unbiased opinions to actually contribute to the general public debate. And that's a very unhealthy development. And I think it shows how scared the Scottish Executive is about this road development, because they know that it's much less popular than they thought. They know they're doing it in a hurry. They know there isn't really a very strong case for it. And that's why we're seeing these kind of political developments. But what will stop this road, ultimately, is not the BAT experts, it's not the politicians, it's the fact that people in Dalkeith are coming out to say they don't want it.
So are you trying to organise a demo through Dalkeith?
As ever, I think the appropriate thing is if the local community organises a demo through Dalkeith, I will come along and do everything I can to support community action, because that, I think, is the role of a Green MSP like myself, to support and encourage community action, but not to assume that I can, as one person living in North Edinburgh, I can lead a campaign in Dalkeith. But people in Dalkeith are mobilising, and I'm sure that they will be working out lots of ways to get me working on their behalf in the Parliament, and getting everybody else working on their behalf to stop this monstrous, daft road being built through the park.
So today is the climate change day. The individual transport and the emissions are one of the main sources for climate change.
Transport is one of the fastest growing areas of climate change. Traditionally, it's been energy and heating that's been the main contributor to climate change. But as we build more motorways, as people start driving massive gas-guzzling sports utility vehicles, and most of all, as they fly ever-increasing distances, transport is becoming more and more of a problem. And you hear the Scottish Executive in that building behind us there, the Scottish Parliament, talk about how much they care about the environment. But they're spending £500 million on the new M74 motorway in Glasgow. They're spending hundreds of millions of pounds on a massive, massive bypass around Aberdeen. And they're spending up to £100 million on a bypass for Dalkeith. Those aren't the actions of somebody who cares a damn about the climate change. They aren't the actions of people who care a damn about children with asthma, children facing air pollution problems, because these motorways will not solve the real problems, the real congestion problems, the real safety on the road problems faced by people in often poor communities like Dalkeith. And only a sustainable, community-owned, community-managed transport system, a public transport system, can actually be the solution for these people.
Who is kind of responsible, if I want to go and hacker somebody, who is kind of responsible for pushing through a bypass and for pursuing like the eviction of the people and stuff like this?
The usual suspects. Jack McConnell, Tavish Scott, his Minister for Roads, and most of all, Midlothian Council, which is one of the least democratic councils in Scotland, that's been pushing new road schemes, whether it's the A68 bypass or the A701 realignment, in the misguided belief that roads will benefit the local community, when it's often been the local communities that have been saying, we don't want the roads. Midlothian Council, champions of unsustainable development in Scotland.
How are they one of the least democratic ones, and why are they said to be one of the least democratic ones?
Midlothian Council has, if I've got it right, 15 councillors, of which at the last election 14 were Labour and one was a Liberal Democrat. The Labour Party got well less than half the vote, yet they end up with 14/15 of the councillors. They pay no account of the vast majority of the population, and that's been seen at the last by-election in Midlothian, where there was a massive vote against the former leader of the council. Everybody backed the nearest challenger, the SNP, whether they were Tories, Socialists, Greens. Everybody wanted to get out the Labour council. It's one of the most undemocratic councils in Scotland.
How do you think are the chances that there will actually like more or less eviction in the Dalkeith Park?
As ever, by the time you have to climb a tree to try to stop people cutting it down, it's often too late for that particular tree. But what it isn't too late for, although you might lose this battle, is the war. The community campaigning, the community opposition, will be what undermines this daft bypass proposal. And at the moment, it's a few trees that they're cutting down. And that's really highlighting the issues around the bypass to people. And I think this will lead to much wider opposition to the whole scheme. So the first few trees may go down, but I think this will lead to a much bigger community campaign against the whole scheme.
Thank you.
Thank you.